Angoon residents are voting today on whether to recall the city's mayor, Albert Howard. The recall petition accuses Howard of exceeding his authority as mayor by entering into a deal to develop hydropower projects on Ruth Lake and Scenery Lake in Thomas Bay. Angoon is a village of about 430 people on Admiralty Island in southeast Alaska. KCAW's Ed Ronco reports.
Angoon has been dealing with Cascade Creek LLC and maintaining federal permits to develop the hydro projects at Ruth and Scenery Lakes. The recall language says those permits cost as much as $3 million each, and that parts of the agreement Angoon struck with Cascade Creek could result in, quote, substantial financial obligations and liabilities, unquote, for the length of the agreements, some 50 years. Earlier this year, the Angoon Council voted to freeze all action on the Thomas Bay projects and asked its attorney to try to void any contracts with Cascade Creek. The private company holds a preliminary permit for another hydroelectric project at Swan Lake in Thomas Bay. Cascade formerly held permits for Ruth and Scenery as well, but has instead been working under contract to help Angoon develop those sites. Howard says a council resolution authorized him to act in the city's best interests, and that the action he took in striking the deals is in the best interest of Angoon. Reached by phone today, he said the recall effort was not a surprise.
You know, that's part of the public process. They're entitled to do that, and I don't have a problem with it. What it does for me is it allows the voice of the people to be heard, and if they decide that I shouldn't do the job anymore, I'll honor that and walk away. But on the flip side of that, I'd like to see the people that have put this petition forward also do the same thing.
That's not likely, says Maxine Thompson, a former Angoon mayor, who says she'll continue to advocate against the Ruth Lake and Scenery Lake projects if the recall is unsuccessful. She says the deals with Cascade Creek happened without enough public involvement, and that it distracts from a hydro project at Thayer Lake, she says could help Angoon more.
We did not really want to have a recall, but that was the last option. We have been attending city council meetings. There's a group of us that have been attending for the last, it's going on 3 years now. And we're all past councilmen. Majority of us are past mayors.
Polls in Angoon close tonight at 6 p.m. This is Ed Ronco in Sitka.